In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Since you're the daily Mass crowd, I'm safe in assuming that you've come to the Good Friday liturgy, not just to the Stations of the Cross, but to the what used to be called the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified on Good Friday, which is, by the way, is one of the few days of the year where no Mass is celebrated or can be celebrated. It can't be celebrated on Good Friday, and it can't be celebrated on Holy Saturday. You say, wait a minute, what about the Easter Vigil? That's not Holy Saturday. That's Easter Sunday. So there you go. Now you know your Catholic trivia for today. There is a beautiful traditional hymn called the Reproaches, which are sung on Good Friday, and some people don't like them. They go, oh, they're so negative, and some people even claim they're anti-Semitic, you know, they're anti-Jewish, and people like that are just missing the point. Yes, there are some criticisms of the children of Israel, but those criticisms apply equally to us. Oh, and they are based upon today's first reading. O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery I released you, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. And it goes on beyond that. It says, you know, I hung upon the tree of the cross for you. What have I done to you? Answer me. And it's a reproach for all of the ingratitude and the hardness of heart, not just of the children of the old Israel, but of the new Israel. In other words, you and I, our lack of gratitude towards God for all of the good things that He has done for us. If God had done only one thing, and that was to die upon the cross for us, and be raised from the dead for us, and He did absolutely nothing else, never answered another prayer, we would have a burden of a debt of gratitude and a burden of gratitude that we could not never repay, because that is the greatest thing that has ever been done for anyone else. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for that of his friends. And so we need to take that seriously, particularly when we kind of get down on God. You know, when something bad happens to us, usually the first thing that we forget are all of the good things that God has done for us. We say, God, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you healed me? Why haven't you healed my friend? Why don't I have a job? Why hasn't my house sold? And on and on and on. And instead of thinking, you know, God has done all these good things for me in the past, He has promised to do good things for me in the future, I will be patient and trust in Him. Because God will do the best for me, because I know that God loves me. We need to have that broader view, and that great debt of gratitude which we owe to God will be repaid, because we will not be ungrateful, our hearts will not be grasping and stony towards Him, but rather they'll be open to whatever God has in mind for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.